Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from the San Francisco studios of the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your host, Josh Nason.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
And with the familiar tones of AC/DC, you and I begin another episode of Wrestling Observer Live Sunday. My name is Josh Nason. It is Sunday, August 16th. And wherever you're listening to the show, I give thanks. That could be on WrestlingObserver.com. Big shout out to all of our subscribers. Could be on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Shout out to producer Bailey. Could be an app like iHeart, TuneIn, maybe Spotify, Apple Podcast. Maybe it's Tout, Zoom, YouTube, wherever it is. I thank you for checking in on this very, very beautiful Sunday here in Northeast United States, New Hampshire. Yeah, Northeast United States, all that good stuff. Of course, special shout out to those listening on the American Forces Network. We thank you for your service each and every day. I'll be with you for the next hour. A lot to talk about per usual, including AEW Collision last night, a tape show, but still results. We had chat about those and a lot of random bits throughout the week I've written down. I take notes, certain things that catch my eye. We'll talk about that. Day 38 of Eric Cannon versus Avery Styles. We're pretty much done with this, but I did have one last observation and suggestion for future indies. Chris Jericho was on Wrestling Observer Radio this week, an hour plus interview. I had some thoughts. Also, what happened in that Kevin Knight match? We'll talk about that. The Women of Wrestling, yes, wow, had some big news this week. So did CM Punk. Where are the Motor City Machine Guns? All kinds of other stuff like that, including a random thought I had about Bryan Danielson after picking up my daughter from her grandparents' house. Yes, that's right. Ton of stuff to come. Very fun episode of Wrestling Observer Live Sunday, and we're going to get back to it right after this, so stick around. Wrestling Observer Live with Josh Nace will be back after this.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away. No searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
$12.5 billion. That's what Americans lost to fraud last year alone. And the scams targeting seniors are getting smarter. AI-generated voices, emails that look perfect. So I built a weekly scam alert specifically for seniors. Every Tuesday, you get a plain language email about the latest threats, what to watch for, what to delete. It's completely free. Just enter your email. And if you want more protection, we've got that too. StopThisScam.com. That's StopThisScam.com.
The Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa invites you to experience spring in Tahoe. Whether it's hiking, getting pampered in the spa, or relaxing by the lake, the Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa is the perfect destination, as it is close to many restaurants, Heavenly Village, and nature areas to explore. Every room has a spectacular Lake Tahoe view. Call 800-448-4577 or go to TahoeLakeshoreLodge.com to reserve your room with a view.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back with you on Wrestling Observer Live Sunday. My name is Josh Nathan. Sunday, August 16th. Thank you for checking in. A lot of things to talk about. A little tired. You were with me last week. I mentioned a big double dip with concerts this past weekend. Chris Stapleton at Fenway Park in Boston on Friday night, and then Mumford & Sons in Guilford, New Hampshire on Saturday night. Yes, did the middle-aged white guy a double dip to my wife's favorite musical acts. I think her favorite two currently right now. And so we went and checked those out. Nice getaway weekend. And yeah, we are back on this this Sunday. And Monday, I'm going to see The Odyssey. And then Tuesday, I'm finally going to see Spider-Man Brand New Day. Everything other than wrestling we're talking about on this show. But I hope you had a great weekend. And summer's almost over. But hey, got the fall ahead, right? All types of stuff to look forward to, including All In. So let's get to last night's AEW Collision. Tape show from Las Vegas. So we knew the results ahead of time. Spoilers on our site and many other sites. We'll go into kind of the big news. Really, the big news is we're going to have, I think, a little bit of a change in the Continental Challenge Cup, the Triple C, as they're calling it, which is a lot easier off the tongue than, remember last week, Tony Schiavone, Paul White, and probably two other people were just, they could not get the name of this thing right. Continental Challenge Cup, the Triple C. I like that. But we have three guys advanced. One of them, it doesn't appear like he's going to be in the tournament any longer, or else they would have made this a big deal. I say that because last night's collision, Kyle O'Reilly defeating Roderick Strong to advance. Of course, the conglomeration team members there. You had Hechicero and Brian Cage, the Don Callis family members, doing battle there. Hechicero emerging. I thought that was a very entertaining match. I like Hechicero quite a bit. Very unique character. And I'm a big fan of that style. He and, you know, the Zack Sabre Jr. Two different styles there. Zack Sabre Jr. And I really kind of enjoy that. And so that was, I thought it was fun. And Kyle O'Reilly, of course, advancing. And hopefully we'll see who he gets paired up with. I think there's going to be the motivation to pair him up with Moxley next, which wouldn't be the worst thing. They had a really fun rivalry, and Kyle's just having the most unfortunate health luck at that time. and really just kind of seemed to take that next step and then got hurt. So he's kind of trying to get this, get that back on track. And then Nigel McGuinness. So Nigel McGuinness defeated Katsuyori Shibata. And afterwards, later on the show, Tony Schiavone mentioned that McGuinness had suffered an injury, saying more details would be announced in the quarterfinal selection special that's going to be airing Monday on YouTube. And something that last time I completely forgot about when they had the announcement show. So yeah, tomorrow night on YouTube, they're going to be doing this blind draw and the quote-unquote blind draw, right? And so we'll find out who is going to be paired up in the next round. So that includes, as of now, Kyle O'Reilly, Hatcher Serra for sure, Nigel McGuinness, which I he suffered an injury. I'm going to guess that if they wouldn't have said it on the show, if he wasn't going to get pulled, Claudio Castagnoli, Orange Cassidy, Eddie Kingston, Jay White, and then current Continental Champion, John Moxley. A lot of interesting pairings there. Let's see. I mean, you could do, kind of depends. I don't know if they're going to do brackets at this point, because I don't think they're going to do a blind draw for the final four. They might. I don't think they've said that, though. But there's some interesting pairings here. You know, Kingston and Kingston, who they pair him up with is going to be kind of fascinating, right? Any, I mean, Hechicero, I guess you could do. He and Claudio obviously have a history, so I could probably see that being the next one. Cassidy and Hechicero would be interesting. Jay White and Kyle O'Reilly. John Moxley. The John Moxley-Eddie Kingston match would be a lot of fun, given their history, and one I'm surprised didn't pick up when Eddie came back. But yeah, there's some intrigue here, definitely. And of course, I guess we'll just speculate. How are they going to replace Nigel? Are they going to replace him with someone else that was in the tournament? You know, someone that is, or someone right from the outside? Qualifier? I don't know what they're going to do, but I think he's getting pulled, but we'll find that out on Monday. And overall, yeah, the tournament has been, you know, it's been fun. I think there was no expectation it was going to be a bad wrestling tournament, right? I think with the talent level they have with AEW, you know what you're going to get, and they're delivering it. And this is as expected. How it ends up, you know, that's going to tell kind of the tale going forward. We had other developments coming up for, we have, of course, All In coming up in just a couple Sundays. I think two Sundays from now is going to be in, of course, in Wembley Stadium. We got a lot of the major components of the card put together. We had a couple more people declaring for the men's Casino Gauntlet match. Of course, they don't know if they're going to be in because Andrade and MJF are starting as first two. Hey, if someone gets a pin, the match is over. I don't think that's going to happen. Tommaso Ciampa and Commander are going to be in that as well. So imagine if they did that, though, just as a surprise, just to finish us off between the first two guys and you don't get anybody else. They'd never do that in a million years, but that's another thought. So what do we have for an updated card coming up for August 30th? Yes, 2 weeks from today. We have Kenny Omega defending against Will Ospreay, of course, AEW World Title match. Willow against Mercedes Moné. Women's World Title match, Adam Copeland, Christian Cage defending against the Young Bucks for the tag team titles. The Women's World Tag Team titles, Divine Dominion against the Brawling Birds. This one new this week, Kyle Fletcher defending the international title against Konosuke Takeshita and Kazuchika Okada. That will be coming up. Of course, Takeshita, the G1 is all done. And I don't know how, when people listen or watch the G1 and stay away from news, we really are cognizant of spoilers on our website, given the time of day it happens and so on and so forth. So I won't say anything about the G1. I didn't watch it. I don't unfortunately have the time to watch all of that, but I won't say anything just in case. So spoiler free. And let's see, we also have, of course, the men's Casino Gauntlet match, Andrade and MJF, first two guaranteed entrance. I kind of like how they're doing the Andrade MJF thing, in that I thought for sure, you know, they were going to put it on this show as a singles match. However, you know, it's one of those things where you can do at All Out and it's like, okay, you get a little bit of a tease here, but then you have time to do the full one, where if you put it on this card, it might just get overwhelmed and overlooked. But as part of this Casino Gauntlet match, may play into obviously a story down the road. We'll see what happens. We have Kevin Knight. This is new. Kevin Knight defending against Darby Allin in a Falls Count Anywhere match. So this we knew is coming. Again, the Darby Allin stunt show. I love that collision promo last night from Darby. It just didn't work for me at all. It just didn't. And then we also have the Continental Challenge Cup Finals, who I think Moxley definitely is going to be in. Again, I'm just wondering who this wild card is, but I'm going to guess if Nigel is definitely out, because I was expecting probably it was going to be Moxley and Nigel in the finals. I mean, my guess is they're going to do Moxley and Jay White in the finals, because I think Tony Khan probably really wants Jay White to kind of get going again. And that would make sense to, if Moxley is still going to win, you're kind of guaranteed a really good match there, and kind of gets Jay White, kind of try to elevate him back up on that level, if that makes sense. So we have that for All In. Of course, we'll get some more things as we go. It doesn't seem to be any women's gauntlet match coming, at least as of now. That could obviously get announced this week. I think if it's going to happen, it probably would get announced this week, but I'm not really holding out too much hope. And then for Dynamite coming up this Wednesday, Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks teaming up against El Clone, Mark Davis, and Jake Doyle. That should be fun. El Clone against Omega and the Young Bucks. I'll take that. Will Ospreay, Hanare, and Francisco Akira. The United Empire taking on Brian Cage, Rocky Romero, and Lance Archer. We have, of course, a four-way for the TBS title, Maya World defending against Persephone, Chris Statlander, and Hikaru Shida. And we also have a sit-down with Kenny Omega and Will Ospreay. And, of course, more to come, I'm sure, in the hour ahead of Dynamite, as is prone to happen. We'll talk more about kind of the how AEW, more AEW, and when they announce matches and so on, and all that in a bit as relates to CM Punk. We'll have more about that in a segment. Of course, a lot more to get to. Thoughts about Chris Jericho, CM Punk, Women of Wrestling? Yes, Women of Wrestling. All that and more coming up next. Wrestling Observer Live Sunday with Josh Jason. Come right back after this.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year, and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live Sunday with Josh Nason back with you. A lot to talk about. Let's get into more of the news from Saturday, and then we'll get some thoughts from the week. We had, on the WWE side of the fence, we had a few things happen. So La Parca has advanced in the Roman Reigns WWE World Heavyweight Title Shot Tournament coming up in just a few weeks, actually just over a month in Mexico City, I believe September 30th. September 14th. So yeah, just about a month away. La Parca defeating Psycho Clown in AAA last night. And I don't know who he is. La Parca is going to be taking on Penta in the second round. Of course, Penta picked up a win. And we'll see. On Monday's Raw, we'll talk about more about this in the final segment. We look at the week ahead. But yeah, we have some first guys getting their first time shots on WWE Raw coming up on Monday. So that should be including Rey Fénix, brother of Penta. So we had La Parca. We had AAA's Hero Inmortalis 2026 coming in Ciudad de Mexico, Arena Mexico. That'd be something. Coming up on October 24th. And we also had Dominic Mysterio versus El Grande Americano set for AAA's Triple Mania 34 Night 2. So I think that was pretty much guessed or, you know, assume that was going to happen, built up and so on and so forth, but it is official. We also had the first match made official for WWE Sunday Night's main event coming up just after Labor Day weekend. So it'll be Sunday, September 6th, the weekend after. It's a little bit different this year. Randy Orton versus Cody Rhodes. They're doing that on the house show tour now, because I know they, Manchester, New Hampshire, about an hour from me, they did a house show there for the first time in a long time this past week. And I think I saw the estimate was like around just under 4,000, I think, something like that. Seats around 10,000. Just giving an idea of kind of how hot things are right now. It was also midweek. And yeah, it was Randy Orton versus Cody Rhodes. So that will be coming up. And yeah, it's interesting because they also did SmackDown in Boston on Friday. So I think there's a lot of crossover there because Manchester and Boston are fairly close as well. So it, you know, it's just kind of interesting when you know the area and you look at where kind of how they schedule things. And, you know, it's easy in a vacuum to say, oh, the attendance is really low for this. But if you're going to go, if a family of four or a couple of guys or whatever, if you can go one or the other, you might not be able to probably afford both. You're probably going to go the TV show instead of the house show. And so on. So just a thought there if you're kind of looking at attendance and those type of things. And what else do we have? There was a couple other things. Of course, the G1, I won't talk about that. Although you probably at this point, Jeff Cobb is back in the company. So he is returned. And remember that whole deal when he left and he just left. The tag team, he was a part of that half the tag team champions and just left. But they took him back. So there you go. And we also have Joe Gacy, the former Joe Gacy, winning the GCW world title. Joseph Sawyer defeating Addis Kogar and homecoming weekend night one at the Showboat in Atlantic City. By the time we're listening to this, I don't know if he's wrestling on Sunday show, night two, could lose the title. Who knows? But he seems to be, back in the indie mix and getting into it. And we're going to see, you know, over the next month, a lot of those that group that was released or chose not to renew their deals, where they end up, where they go, where their opportunities are, and frankly, how many of them want to keep wrestling. Right, that's the big thing. I've said that a lot. You really get to find out how interested people are in the business, or just interested in being in WWE and nothing else. It is hard, you know. You look at these waves of roster releases throughout the years and people are like, oh yeah, I remember them. And they just disappeared. And a lot of like younger talents, and that's to be expected. You know, if they're talents that they recruited from, and part of the NI deal from different, you know, college athletics and so on. Didn't grow up wrestling fans, but wanted opportunity, but they're like, yeah, I'm not really going to grind. Some people do, but a lot of people, they just don't really catch the bug and they just leave. And then a lot of guys and girls that have been wrestling for a long time, and there's just no interest in them for an AEW or even a TNA. This is the thing with TNA is you wish that they were more aggressive with free agents. And, you know, that's kind of the AMC deal that kicked off this year. And there was a lot of hope. And, you know, we're more than halfway through the year. They're just not really like, you don't ever hear them going for these big talent. I think it's just a money thing and it's just the reality of business. So you really have two companies pursuing all these top talents. Everyone else is just trying to figure out a spot to be in, no matter what. But Joe Gacy seems to he's getting back on the grind. Good for him. And yeah, that's kind of all the big news. Blake Monroe's first. I saw this headline, and we'll move on. Her first WWE SmackDown match was announced. Didn't she get called up like 3 months ago? Actually, almost 2 months after her first appearance, she's now set to compete on SmackDown. I don't want to pile on she fumbled by leaving AEW and so on. She had a dream and had an opportunity, and you know she had a 2-year deal with AEW, which is crazy, right? That was one that came out of nowhere. She had a run at NXT, but it doesn't feel like anything of gravity yet. No gravitas to her presence in WWE yet. Now she hasn't really got going, but why'd they call her up with 2 months to go? Now she's done some vignettes and so on. It's just kind of, it's weird. You know, it's between her and Julia. There's just I just have this feeling that at some point they're going to both be in AEW again. Because you look and see how there's, how many of the protected class in terms of we'd never release this person are there in WWE? 10? Just off the top of my head, right? That you think about that they would never cut unless there was some sort of major incident or something like that. May 15. Everyone else, you can see, and it sucks sometimes you watch these shows and you kind of think, huh, do they have they could be cut in X month. That's kind of the reality of business right now. But Blake Monroe finally getting her first opportunity here coming up in a few weeks. Someone that is not going to get cut from WWE, Chris Jericho. Chris Jericho talking to Dave Meltzer and Garrett Gonzalez on Wrestling Observer Radio. If you're a subscriber, you can hear that. If on YouTube, it is also, of course, on our website, audio, Spotify, and so on and so forth. I thought the interview was it was interesting. I had some notes. I listened to it over 2 days, both walking and driving around. And my first thoughts were what's the best way to say this? There's no one that Chris Jericho loves himself some Chris Jericho. He is not short on confidence. He is not short on, he believes in himself. He believes acknowledging, but he really is, he knows where his place stands in history. He has a very high self-esteem. He's very confident, and he thinks as himself as one of the best that's ever done this. And someone that is, he's obviously got decades of experience. And as he noted in the interview, he is one of the few that, he for himself, kind of the last of the Mohicans. He has done this. He's worked with all these different people in all these different countries, and a lot of them don't wrestle anymore. Some have passed away, retired, you know, maybe there are other companies, but he's really done this. And he said, he doesn't really know how many other people that are so active are doing that, which is kind of interesting, right? You know, really, it's the old line, Jim Cornette used to use this line, if you don't go away, how can we miss you, right? And you stole that from somebody, because I've heard that in entertainment before. But Jericho has been a presence on our TVs for decades. And he's never really gone away. So he's just kind of a constant. So it's hard to kind of think that you take a step back. You're like, oh yeah, he has gone here and here and here and here and here. But there is this thing with him in AEW and a certain part of the fan base that just is fatigued by him still. This happened this past Wednesday, I noticed, when they had this, Jericho did the Kevin Knight match for the TNT title, work with a young guy, something he acknowledged on the interview where he said that, yeah, he said, contrary to popular belief, I do what the boss tells me. And we're always willing to do that. I mean, the contrary to popular, I wish there was a follow-up, like, what is that? Why do you think that is? That's the things I kind of like, I wanted to hear a little bit more about. I also want to hear about the spot in this match, right? And it was not asked about this, but even before that, I did a quick spin. Actually, right when the spot happened, I was just like, I wonder what people are saying about this. So I just put in Jericho into a Twitter search at that point, and boy, before that spot even happened, people are like, why is it taking Kevin Knight so long to beat this guy? And it wasn't just one person. It wasn't just specific trolling accounts or anything like that. It was tweet after tweet after tweet after tweet after tweet. And then there was a spot in the night match, and then I saw one tweet get over, at that point, it was days ago, like 1.1 million views. And it was just, it's unforgivable isn't the right word, but it's just one of those things where you're like, how does this happen in 2026? And it's, I'm sure there's a little blame from Don Callis and Jericho, but just, it was like time stood still. And you just have to shake your head like, what are we doing here, right? I kind of wish he'd been asked about that too. And how does a wrestler overcome that? You know, how those things happen and so on. I know there's this thing kind of, you know, want to protect the business or what have you. And, you know, this seems to work when people want to work, the Eric Cannon, AJ Styles thing. But, you know, it's there's certainly a sentiment out there from a certain segment of AEW fans that don't want to see Chris Jericho around. We'll talk more about that after the break and tons more. Wrestling Observer Live with Josh Nason back after this.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands. And the great news is, your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solution Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now. right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live Sunday with Josh Nason back. Lots to talk about still. I was worried. I'm like, we have some, I need some filler. Certainly not today. So yeah, I was finishing up talking about Chris Jericho. I don't really know what AEW and Tony Khan can do about it at this point. They made the decision to bring him back. And, you know, a lot of the stuff has been entertaining on this run, right? The team with the Young Bucks, I thought that was a lot of fun. The Ciampa series was a lot of fun. So it's really just kind of find interesting things for him to do. A lot of this has felt like an unofficial retirement tour. I had taken that note down a couple of weeks ago. The appearance in his old character in Arena Mexico and teaming with the Young Bucks and kind of like this last tour round, but it doesn't sound like he's done. I just wonder what can the company do? What can he do to keep it fresh? And, you know, in that interview, he kind of went over, you know, all these guys he would like to work with. And he brought, I mean, it must have been 15 to 20 names. That was another thing I saw on social and people saying, any young guys, run as fast as you can. And that's a whole narrative thing. That I'm very interested to see why he thinks that is. Everything can't just be social media. Just say, well, it's just haters. That's the de facto for everyone these days, haters. But there's something to it. So what is it? Oh, but the spot in the night match, I cannot believe, I try to get in too many match rating things. Dave Meltzer gave that 4.5 stars. How do you do that? Took you out of the match, distracted. I don't know. So I'm very interested to see what they do with Jericho over the next 6 months or so as we round out the year. And if he keeps doing kind of interesting, fun stuff, like I like the Ciampa feud. I like old guys, quote unquote, the intersection of talent, these veterans that have never worked together before. Do I need to see him against Kevin Knight? No, not really. The trios match in Arena Mexico was a lot of fun. He talked about that being one of his favorite moments. So yeah, we'll see what happens with Jericho down the line, especially for all, and I assume part of the gauntlet match at this point. That's my guess. Other notes that we have for the week. Where are the Motor City Machine Guns? These guys debuted like how many weeks ago on that Thursday? Was it 2 weeks ago? Let me see. I was randomly, so on Collision last night, Blake Christian had a thing that was written in his hand, the swirl is better than Motor City Machine Guns. And they appeared on Collision. It was just over 2 weeks ago, July 30th. It feels like it's been longer than that. And there was a vignette, I think, but it does. I had a note a while ago. It does take Tony Khan a while to get some of these new free agents going. Like they didn't have an immediate match. It was kind of just one of those things. We also had a tease. I should mention, speaking of older tag teams, the New Day, it seems to be, and I was thinking this and even before I saw what people were saying on social and websites, podcasts, all that, that the New Day are going to be Swerve's partners for a challenge of the demand or possibly a Trios Championship coming up at All In. That makes a lot of sense. Factions are all the rage. And so I can see Swerve, going babyface again with these two guys and having something there. So that could be fun. Could be completely not what's happening, but it seems to be Swerve Strickland coming out after about a month away and kind of getting involved with both the demand and the good, the bad, and the ugly, who aren't apparently going by that, but Hangman and Brodito. That could be that's not an accident. So who makes sense? Two guys, new guys coming in the New Day. And let's see. So yeah, the Motor City Machine Guns, don't know. I like seeing kind of guys like they kind of be in the mix already, but they haven't been. So perhaps maybe this week they'll be in action. I assume they're not going to debut under their new contracts in at All In. They think they got to wrestle at some point before then, right? You would think, but I don't know. This roster, as Jericho pointed out, is massive. He was completely right about that. Completely massive. Let's see some other thoughts here. Women of Wrestling. Yeah, they had a this promotion fascinates me. They have been around. This will be their fifth season, and they have about 30 to 35 shows a year. They're on syndication, which a good part of our audience may have no idea about what syndication is, right? And so basically it's the stuff you see like on your network stations late at night, you know, things that get picked up and carried around. It's a lot of filler content in a lot of ways, but like Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune are syndicated, right? But so is Women of Wrestling. And a lot of times you'll see it like on a Saturday night, if you're flipping through channels, if you still do that, speaking about being old, you know, 10, 11 at night, you'll see Women of Wrestling. It's also available on, I think, Tubi. And also there's another couple free options. They have a YouTube channel as well. So they're going to go live this season. So it was a tape show. And yeah, for their fifth season, which is going to be taped out of LA Live in Los Angeles as part of a new initiative they're doing for live programming. And the show is going to be live, I assume, every week. That's the way I read it in this Variety piece. And Jeannie Buss, who is the former L.A. Lakers owner, son, of course, Dr. Jerry Buss, very famous guy in NBA history, L.A. Lakers and so on. She's going to be more of a character on the show. And the reaction to this was like, really? You do that? Like, it was kind of like surprise. I think one for this promotion is still around and exists. And they're seen apparently by enough people where it's financially feasible to make this work. But also what's interesting is their syndication partner who helps distribute this is Paramount. But they're not on Paramount Plus or anything like that. So it's syndicated out everywhere except what David Ellison owns. Which I'm fascinated by this company, how they keep going. I don't think it's making money, but maybe there's something in syndication. It's not like any of the female talent from, like, talk about releases. I don't think they're bringing in, maybe for if they're going to go live, maybe they're going to start to bring in, like, actual, like, women that people know. Because they do the whole characters, that the founder, co-founder of GLOW, is a co-founder of this as well. So I've seen very little of it. It doesn't do anything for me. I'm fascinated by these things that exist in this niche and are still going and apparently making enough money to do something. It's wild to me. Absolutely wild. Other thoughts here. Whenever I hear about ratings and someone gets credit for a quarter hour, you know, like NJF, the quarter hour that he was on for Grand Slam Mexico got the highest quarter hour of that show or something like that. But he was a surprise. So how do you get credit for that? I always kind of wonder about that. How does that work? Is it just assume that people are seeing it on social and flipping over? Because otherwise, how are people going to know if they're not watching? And people don't flip through channels anymore. I was joking, kind of saying that earlier. But when someone gets, oh, they're a quarter hour. If they were surprised, how would they get credit for bumping the quarter hour? You know, just kind of a weird thing. One more note about Jericho I actually just remembered is you wonder, AEW has a younger audience, you assume in a lot of ways. Do they know the history of Jericho? Are they into it? And that's something else when you kind of bring these people in. It's like, what is your current audience made up of? And do they actually care? They care he's done all these things and beforehand. I mean, they may know he's been in WWE, I assume. But I think as time goes on, I mean, like I said, I'm 48. I remember all this because I lived through it. But there's a lot of fans that are probably like, I have no idea who this is. And you may think I'm crazy, but think about things that young people in your lives that you're like, oh, did you hear about, you bring up a pop culture reference. They're like, they look at you like, I have no idea what you were talking about. That's the same way with wrestlers too. Just kind of something to think about. The Bryan Danielson thing. I was driving around and I was thinking, remember how depressing that retirement was? Just how like at WrestleDream, 2 years ago, with John Moxley, just how just a sad scene it was after that. I wonder if they all had to do that again, if they would do any differently. I know Danielson, I think, kind of enjoyed it, but it didn't really give the finality I think a lot of people like myself look for. And I was thinking about that in terms of transitioning to Punk. Great segue, Josh. The CM Punk tour. So WWE has really leaned into tours now. And something that we should have seen coming years ago, I had predicted on my old podcast that WWE is real, or the business in general after the Sting retirement, retirement tours are going to be a thing because they seem to be fun, good business. And people are kind of into it, saying goodbye, your last chance to see this person as an active performer. This has been a thing in entertainment and music and so on for forever. And of course, wrestling hasn't really in the States leaned into it like this level. The John Cena tour was another level. I thought they did that really well. And then you have now it's celebrations. The Randy Orton, 20 years in WWE. There was someone else a few years ago who was like celebrating 20 years. And now they're doing it with Punk. I think it's 20 years from his debut or so. I believe that's what it is. So now it's this long tour. So he's going to go all over the place. And they have everything all scheduled out, including, to no big surprise, the AAA show that's going to be running head-to-head with AEW All Out in Chicago. There was no doubt in my mind he was going to be on that Chicago show. Zero. Especially the size of the arena they're running and all that. But yeah, it's smart because just like last week, I was mentioning how I really like the AEW Dynamite special themed episodes. You have to change things up and give reason that people go other than WWE is coming to town. Talking about earlier with Manchester and so on. You got to give people a reason to be like, what's different? Why do I got to see this? What do I need to, what do I need to be in on? What do I don't want to miss out. So it's a CM Punk celebration tour. Makes sense. Also knows the people, easier for me to say, that the announcing is ahead of time. So people can plan ahead, get excited, buy tickets. That's the whole point. And we're talking earlier about the AEW and how they do announcements. What if we knew that Will Ospreay was going to be on the next 10 Dynamites or was going to do some sort of big tour? Or something? Like, I think it's one of the things when it comes to attendance, and I've asked this for a while, we don't know who's going to be on the shows, but there's a lack of confidence for that the big stars in the promotion are going to be there. WWE really, like, they are, for this stretch, and they do this for everyone, but they're saying, you go to these shows, you buy a ticket, you're going to see CM Punk one way or another. He may not be wrestling, but he's going to be there. I think AEW, they don't really have any of these kind of retirement tours going now, but, you know, Adam Copeland at some point is going to be calling it quits. I think that'd be a fun one to do. I know some of these guys don't like to do this. I think it makes too much sense not to. It's fun for fans. They get to say goodbye. And these are performers you invested decades of your life into and lots of time and lots of words, like I'm saying. It's nice to see them go. And people like that emotion. You know, where the kimono is fully open. We know what the business is all about, better for worse. And I wish AEW would do more of that with letting people know ahead of time really who's out there. The Punk thing, that's another gesture towards that. I didn't even get into the Eric Cannon versus Avery stuff. I'll just say that every indie should do their new award, the chair stacker of the night, and it should be a ranking. How many chairs did each talent take care of that night? We'll wrap things up with a look at the week ahead, a little bit more in depth than usual. Josh Nason, Wrestling Observer Live. Come right back after this.
Nightmare! With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash, whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Come, my lady, come, my lady,
you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come, my lady, come, Wrestling Observer Live Sunday with Josh Nason wrapping up. Let's go over the week ahead. Monday, WWE Raw. A few matches made, including Chad Gable defending the Intercontinental title against Rey Mysterio. Two matches for the World Heavyweight title shot tournament against Roman Reigns. Dragon Lee versus El Hijo del Wagner, Dr. Wagner Jr., and Rey Fénix versus El Fiscal. The Raw debuts for Fénix, Fiscal, and Wagner Jr. Good for them. Sol Ruka versus Lyra Valkyria. Roman Reigns himself making an appearance because Jey Uso is going to deliver Solo Sikoa to him after his win last week over Solo Sikoa. Perhaps they're going to use a DoorDash bag or something like that. There's our sponsor, right? NXT, of course, on Tuesday. Number one contenders match for the AAA Cruiserweight title. EK Prosper, La Parca, Tristan Angels, Romeo Moreno, Jackson Drake, Shiloh Hill with stipulations there for Heatwave. Kendall Gray, Ren Sinclair against Kalani Jordan, Callie Armstrong. And we also have Lexus King defending the Spen Speed title. Yes, that's still a thing. Against Lucian Price. We mentioned earlier for Dynamite, Kenny Omega, Young Bucks, El Clone, Mark Davis and Doyle, a trios match there. Will Ospreay be in action? I'm running out of time, so I'm going to get through this quickly. We also have on, let's see, that's Tuesday NXT, Wednesday Dynamite, Thursday TNA Impact, and I believe Ring of Honor, because we have Death Before Dishonor coming up on Friday. So TNA Impact, the build to lockdown is going to continue. We have the TNA Knockouts television title women's tournament, of course, Jada Stone against Heather by Elegance. We have a Lethal Lockdown Advantage match. Hardy's going to be on the show. Rich Swann, Mr. Elegance, all your favorites. And of course, then we have Death Before Dishonor coming up from Philadelphia on Friday. And then we have AW Collision and then Triple A on Saturday. No G1. Of course, New Year's Dash coming up. And not New Year's Dash. It's August. I've been talking a long time. Thank you so much for joining me on Wrestling Observer Live Sunday this week. I will talk to you here, same spot, next week. My name is Josh Nason. This has been Wrestling Observer Live Sunday. Thanks so much for stopping by.